Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so we got, of course, Mena Moussad being casted as Ezra Bridger. And then Lars Mikkelsen will be portraying Grand Admiral Thrawn.
We got one!
Welcome to a galaxy far, far away. Here at the Cantina Podcast, we provide top shelf service, including rumors, leaks, news, and reviews. Come in, order a Loman Ale, and remember, no droids allowed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cantina. It's time for a very special regular. I say regular, but it's on a different day.
It's time irregular
Cantina, a non review Cantina. I'm Kyle. That's Cam. Hit the subscribe button or the follow button. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube. The follow button if you're listening on your favorite podcast app like Spotify or Apple. And yeah, check out LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. It's Star Wars Celebration weekend. We almost did this show yesterday, and then we were like, let's wait and see if anything else comes out of the convention, being that it is almost 8 p.m.
It was wise
with
it. At the
yes, it was wise.
Kind of
it was wise. It's now 8:10 p.m. over there
where I am.
Where Cam is at. Sorry, guys. Like I said, irregular, right? And I don't think anything else is going to come out of this. So we're ready now. We're going to record this. I'll edit it, pop it up for you guys, and hopefully you'll listen to all of our...
Double check there's nothing I'm missing here. But
okay, yeah. You can listen to our opinions on the good, the bad, the awful, and ugly. No, I'm joking. We'll see how things go. Thanks to everyone that watched our Mando Episode 6 reaction by our review, by the way. It's our most watched one, and only one person seemed to really take it to heart what we said and talked about how wrong we are to even badmouth George Lucas, the maker, in any way whatsoever. And it's like, okay, dude, just because you create something doesn't mean you're always the best one for it. I mean, let's face it, the best
Star
Wars
movie
not written by
him. Fact that they should have maybe made more stuff when he was younger and all that.
Yeah. Anyways, so let's get into this. We want to start off with that fun thing that you guys saw at the beginning. Lars Mikkelsen, a casting that we had mentioned a few years ago now, 2021. We got a slight reveal in the Ahsoka trailer, and then we got the official... not unofficial because they showed this footage to people only.
So we got an official trailer that everyone's seen. If you look on YouTube, you can
This was July 23rd, 2021 when we made the casting announcement. We did get half of it wrong though. We didn't get Mena.
Yeah.
But hey, one out of two ain't bad. Anyways, so we got the trailer, which I guess I can show a little bit of right now for you guys. And
the official one anyway.
The official one. So Cam, take us a little bit through what you see and think about Ahsoka.
In terms of
the trailer and how you feel about the Lars Mikkelsen thing being official now.
I guess we could start with Lars. It was one of those things that to me just made perfect sense. He was already the voice of the character in Rebels and did a good job with that. Kind of does look the part. He's kind of, you know, very, very good actor. Someone we're used to seeing on screen. So can jump into a big role. You know, why go anywhere else, really? And this is also an Admiral Thrawn that's, try to work out my timelines here, about 10 years older than what we last saw him. I think roughly maybe 15. I don't know. I mean, we're talking sort of pre A New Hope till 5, 6, 7 years after Return of the Jedi. Yeah, so
it's what now? 8 years after?
8 years after Return of the Jedi.
One so, or something
yeah,
like
we're
that?
Probably
yeah.
looking at least 15 years since we last saw Throne in the cartoons. So I just think it works, and I think it's one of those things where the fans are all like, yes, we all hoped you were going to do this. We are glad you did this. We are united in our praise of this decision, kind of thing, in terms of the casting. So no downside. There would have been a downside if they didn't do it, and it just makes perfect sense. In terms of Ahsoka, it's definitely, of all the shows that are coming, I'm going to say shows, mm-hmm. it's now up there with Andor Season 2 as the one I'm most excited by. However, there's not a lot of competition there, I have to stress on that, you know. But I think even if there was quite a few other shows coming out, I still would be excited by it. It looks good. It looks like it's got the kind of story beats that I was hoping. It kind of, people felt Rebels was going one way and thought, how could this be going this way when we have to stop at some point for the old trilogy, you know, that happens and we don't see any of these events. And they've kind of skillfully skipped past that, and now we're kind of going to get that story continued. And, you know, they literally name drop Heir to the Empire in the trailer itself, referring to, obviously, Thrawn. And that's what I got from the trailer, and the little things that we've heard about it as well, because we have heard a few little things ourselves, and then stuff that we've covered on the site that have come from genuine, you know, sources out there that have got good records. And it does feel very like this is building towards an Heir to the Empire type of deal. And I'm kind of all for that. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. Sabine, you know, being back, Hera, Chopper, Ahsoka, focused on her, which Rebels wasn't focused on Ahsoka. She was like the background wise character, you know. The focus was very much on Ezra, whereas this is going to be on Ahsoka herself. So it's going to be a slightly different point of view as well. And it just feels like a good step for some good characters and ground that we may have a little bit of an idea because of the EU of where it could go. We really don't know. You know, we can see there's influences there, but we don't know exactly where they're going with it. So there's surprises to find out as well. So I'm looking forward to Ahsoka. And I thought the trailer, apart from a few CGI shots that I noticed and you noticed.
I noticed ones in the unofficial
trailer, which were a bit different, which you probably haven't even seen, Kel. But
no, I did. I saw the unofficial one, but I wanted to share a little bit with what we're talking about. If you're watching on YouTube, oh my God, the beginning opening is so, it better be unfinished, because if you look at the rendering, not only are all the textures really soft, but the contact with the ground, the shading, the shadowing, the dust, the sand that's supposed to be like swept up on and off these surfaces, creating small dunes and stuff. None of it looks right. None of it's blended well. None of it even looks like it's actually touching each other. Yes, it looks like
a freaking game, but an unfinished game, like an old Jane game or something like that.
Yes. And this shot on your screen right now, ladies and gentlemen, here on the bottom right hand corner, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, I would not, I personally would not have really
used that
this
shot.
This is what somebody brings their boss over and says, hey, this is what I'm thinking for this. You know what I'm saying? I'm using a bunch of like pre-rendered assets. I've got some things kind of placed, just real rough draft type stuff, man. It's disheartening because we've seen so many times they don't fix things, or if they do, they just barely fix it. So I'm hopeful that they do better, but this was rough.
I mean, they've said
disheartening.
We've got this coming out in August, so there is time to fix up some of these CGI shots. But you know, it does worry you slightly that they chose that shot for the trailer, because where I noticed some issues was in the unofficial trailer, and people, you know, that broadcast these things or manage mm-hmm. to get images and blow them up. And there was a few dodgy shots, but those ones you kind of think, well, that's why they weren't in the official trailer, though, that because they're not quite finished yet, and you can get away with that at a convention because people see it once and then they go away, or you're watching some crappy quality. But to be fair, that one was in the official trailer, so it doesn't concern me too much because, I mean, I can actually live with bad CGI in some ways. I'll moan about it afterwards, but I can live with it. But the show looks good to me. It looks interesting. I like what I'm seeing in terms of interesting characters. It looks like there's interesting bad guys. There's shit going down that we don't know about, and it just seems okay, but proof is always will be in the pudding.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I've got my concerns. I'm wondering about the I'm wondering about the characters and the whole heir to the Empire angle of it. You know, they mention it. We've seen things that we can connect dots to the EU's version of this story. There's the cloning stuff going on. There's the cloned emperor later.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff that have been
Mount Tantus being
EU.
Yeah. Name dropped in the like planning and art phase, but not the official, like the show. They never mentioned
it's
the name.
In Bad Batch.
I thought they only had like a drawing or something. It was like some.
No, they
did they actually
they're,
say
they're
the word in
the finale okay. of Bad Batch. Took
oh, this
place
this
there.
Season.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Place
so,
in it. So
and I remember like Wayland and Tantus hadn't been mentioned yet, but there was like some. There was some like behind the scenes stuff or something that was shown, and it was like written on some concept art or something like that.
So the current bad guy of Bad Batch, if you like, the main bad guy, Dr. Mm-hmm. Hemlock, which is such a B movie bad guy name. But anyway, but yeah, he's all right as bad guys go for a cartoon. But yeah,
I'm curious as to how they're gonna. Adapt some things, and we've mentioned on the screen right now is the blonde apprentice force lightsaber wielder, and we've
for what we know her character has been told with what we've heard from rumors is might just be a code name though was Shin, that the master's name was Balon and the apprentice mm-hmm. name was Shin, but those might not be the real names.
We've thought, you know, hey, maybe this is our Joris Seaboth or Seaboeth or however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And possibly your Mara, but we would have to remember Mara doesn't become a lightsaber wielding force user for a bit. She can right now she knows she can touch the force, but she's not trained.
It would be different. This would be more working for Thrawn. Whereas Mara was more right-handed Talon the Emperor,
and,
some Cersei himself, wasn't she, and worked that way a little bit more. So it would be different. It's not going to be the same as what the books were.
And we don't even know if Baylor and Shin are working with Thrawn, or are they just part of the
story? Getting into rumors, that's what the rumors say that they are working for Thrawn. But
which
seems
makes
to be
it
a
even more like
Joris Seaboth. They're not Sith. They do seem as if that this Balon guy was a survivor, if you like, of Order 66. Mm-hmm. Perhaps was so far away in whatever region that Thrawn is in and finds them that this is what happens. It's hard to say at the moment. That's kind of no one's really sure with that. But Shin, the apprentice, seems to have come along later rather than being with him all the time or anything like that. That's what I get the feeling anyway.
It also makes me wonder if they're amalgamating the Luke clone into her as well. And God, could you imagine if she is a Luke clone? I mean, think about it. They've shown the hand in a comic book. We know a Luke clone plays into things in the. I could just imagine the outrage.
I mean, the hand thing
the
and all that. That was
a female.
Sequel trilogy, though, where we see that, isn't it? So, which is a bit beyond this. Years beyond this.
You got to remember. Well, hold on. When did Dark Empire? Because Heir to the Empire is Heir to the Empire was five years post
Jedi.
Yeah, or was it post Jedi? I don't remember when Dark Empire ABY setting. Let's see. 10 years. So yeah. So Air definitely happens prior to Dark, and Air had the hand cloned for the Luke clone before the Emperor is resurrected in his clone body as well. So it would not shock me if Disney had a female Luke clone. It is a blonde girl.
Yeah.
And clones are out
when
there.
We get to the news, some of the other news we've got to talk about later on, I kind of feel that that's just Rey now, you know, and they don't need that. But, you know, for that
not necessarily that she would last and carry on. Remember, the Luke clone is killed in Heir to the Empire.
I thought you meant more like to use as your Luke going forward.
I mean, like Luke, clone.
I know what you mean, but
no, I don't think that they're going to continue her on. I'm just saying, like, instead of having a straight male,
I just think that sounds
clone.
Too complicated for what they're doing. But I mean, who
knows? they turned one of the Fett clones female. So
yeah. I mean, they have absolutely established a precedent for it. Yeah, but what they have also established a precedent for is that at this point in the timeline where we are in the Mandoverse, they haven't quite perfected how to clone a Force user. Because that really hasn't even fully been...
Yep.
What's the word I'm looking for? Fully, you know, finished,
tested,
if you like.
And realized.
By the time we even get to, you know, what happens in the sequel trilogy. I know I don't like that sequel trilogy, but, you know, it's canon. So in the canon, there were a load of unsuccessful clones, and then the most successful clone was one that exhibited no Force powers, and that was Rey's dad. And then it seems to have jumped through a generation. That's the way they did it. So,
yeah, we'll see how it goes. There's lots to be excited about. The cameos and stuff. Sabine and Hera do nothing for me.
Quick point: we do.
I mean,
see
the actresses
Sabine
do some
holding
things
Ezra's
for me, but
lightsaber and almost and getting ready to fight with it as well in the unofficial trailer, which wasn't shown in the official trailer. Where you see her and she's still got Ezra's lightsaber and she ignites it and it looks like she's about to fight maybe that Shin or somebody else. But it looks as if there's going to be plenty of action in this, a lot of martial artsy type stuff. I think so.
Hey, the only thing I'll say is I'm reserving the right to be a bit skeptical solely on the fact that the Mandalorian season 3 trailer also looked amazing and this season has been
shit. I get it. Yeah,
We'll see. I hope it's good. I'm really hopeful, guys. Trust me. I don't want to ever be disappointed. I'm not someone that goes wanting to dislike something that I watch. I usually don't watch things that I think I won't like, which is, you know, fine. Not everything's for me, but this I'm planning on watching and we shall see. Let's carry on into the other big news connected with Star Wars Celebration. All the movies that were announced or re-announced or
they do in Celebration. You announce some movies, but those movies never get made. That's what Celebration's all about, isn't it? You know, because it does feel like, what was it, 2 years ago? The last one, or was it last year?
I think it was last year.
Because we skipped a year, didn't we, or something like that, because of lockdown.
Something. I think it was 2 years that most of the big announcements came, and then a Disney Plus Day announcements, and there were like no movie announcements last year or something. Anyways, carry on. Yeah, it's been a bit.
We got some movie announcements anyway. It was the Taika Waititi was developing a Star Wars movie, no dates attached to it, and the more prominent one at the forefront was going to be Rogue Squadron, and Patty Jenkins was attached to that. So come the Celebration, we then get an announcement of three movies that are being announced for Star Wars, and we know more about what's going on now with the other ones, but at the time I'd mentioned to Kyle and the other guys at LRM, well, there's no mention of Rogue Squadron, there's no mention of Taika Waititi's movie here or anything, but we did get three brand new movies announced. No dates attached to any of these. However, one of them you know about if you've watched their show or you follow any of the kind of rumours, and that's the one that's directed by Shami, and it'll be the Chinoy, which we've talked about before and referred to as the Damon Lindelof movie, and that's because it was Damon Lindelof that was writing the script for it, along with one of his writing partners. They've now left that movie, and who's writing it again? Who is it?
I don't remember.
Stephen Knight. Stephen Knight is now taking on the...
Not to be confused with Stephen S. Knight, the other Hollywood writer.
No, different, yeah. And he's now taking the treatment of it. But what we did get announced there was a bit more information about what that movie is. And it is a Rey follow-up movie. It will go beyond, and we've been told even how far. It will be set 15 years after the events of The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. And it will follow Rey. I'd assume she's the lead of the movie, the way they're talking, but we'll see. And it will revolve around her rebuilding the Jedi Order. And that seems
Into a new Jedi Order.
And that new Jedi Order seems to be the timeline that then goes beyond those sequels at the moment, mm-hmm. that they want to develop more in that space. They also did a timeline thing. I don't know if you can bring that up.
It's relevant to the same EU, what we're talking about here. The EU and JO logo as well.
Yeah.
When it comes to this movie, here's my issue with this movie. I actually don't. There are things about Rey that I hate, but it's mostly the way she's written. I think Daisy Ridley did a fine job with her. I think there was a lot of potential for her character. Like I said, it was really just
I never disliked Trey for any reason.
Yeah, it's just a lot of really crappy story choices and plot choices that really really hurt her, including making her just perfect. She is what DC characters were to comics. Like she's a demigod. She's perfect. She's an idol, essentially. Everything comes fairly easily for her, which is one of the things that really just kind of bums you out. That being said, I don't know anyone, especially anyone over the age of like 12, at least 12 back in 2019. It's been 4 years almost now. This year will be four years since Rise of Skywalker. But I don't know anyone that walked out and said, man, I can't wait to see Rey again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know anyone that really left.
I don't think it was cause of Rey and cause of the character those much.
No, it's
that,
everything.
It was that movie and the way everybody felt coming out of that movie.
You have to ask yourself, it was so the sequel trilogy is so divisive on multiple levels, at so many levels. It's so divisive, and even those that have movies they like, whether it was 7 or 8, almost universally, everyone is disappointed in the trilogy in its entirety.
Especially the last one, you very rarely come across somebody that likes the last movie.
So you have to think, man, and I mean, it's a problem because you and I have said, in order to get to anywhere in the future, you're going to have to address stuff with Rey and what happened next, and unless you plan on skipping a thousand years.
But that's what you and I said. I even said you could have went 100 years and Rey just died and explore the universe with her legacy in the background a little bit more.
Even and have her come back as a Force ghost once or twice, maybe.
Something like that could have worked better for me rather than, but you know. I think what they're trying to do is what they did with Luke in the EU, and they should have kind of maybe tried to follow this more instead of making the sequel trilogy like they did, but that role's being given to Rey now, which kind of makes sense for the way things were left in the sequel trilogy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that if you imagine what would happen next, I'm sure Rey did rebuild the Jedi Order. Although I think she rebuilds it in a different way.
It's funny because they're calling it new. The era is new Jedi Order, but of course the idea of her building a new Jedi Order does not bring up the NJO books with the Yuuzhan Vong and stuff. It actually brings up the thought of the Kevin J. Anderson Jedi Academy trilogy books, because where Luke is actually out there, you know, searching for Jedi students, brings them all back to Yavin 4, establishes the
That's where I was getting my EU vibes from as well,
And I'm wondering if they're gonna, because let's face it, man, the complete lack of source material really does seem to be important now, doesn't it, Cam?
All that source material, they say, you know, that's the thing.
We don't have any source material. We have not. We could only borrow the idea of Jason and Jaina, but then name Jason Ben instead, and they're not going to be related, and just oh my god, and I also thought about
even then they didn't go so much into it. It's like they were trying not to go into it, like trying to
because
avoid.
It was dumb. What it was someone that claims to have been a Star Wars fan really really wasn't, and had no. They were like, man, it'll be cool. Leia will name. I mean, and then like, let's face it, that's part of why they had Leia meet Obi-Wan in that series and canon as bad as they did.
You always theorized that.
Because it made no sense for her to name him Ben. It made no sense for her to name him Ben. She meets him once, she's like, hey, thanks for rescuing me and shit like that, but you know, there's people that have more of an influence on her life. I hate what they did with that.
But it never bothered me as much as it did with you.
God, so disgusting.
You know, I can't say you're wrong because it's right.
Anyways, let's carry on. What's the next movie you want to talk about?
That movie, and maybe the most divisive one, and it may be the one I'm least excited for because of the baggage that it's got. I mean, I hope, and I'm sure you do, you hope it blows you out of the water and you come out of the theatre going, oh, that was a good film. I like Frey as a character in this film and
hope so.
You know, we need to wait and see. Perhaps the two more interesting movies that were mentioned. Let's go to the one that I think was the most interesting mention because it's the most out there. We are getting a Dawn of the Jedi movie. Now, it's not called Dawn of the Jedi. It's not titled in any way.
No.
But that's the era that this will be set in, and it will be about the first Jedi Knights. And since that announcement, we have had a little bit more information trickled out about how this worked, just the same as with the Rey movie. We found out it was going to be set 15 years later, blah, blah, blah. So with this one, what we've found is it's actually going to be set about 25,000 years prior to the events of the Star Wars universe as we know.
Which is even further than I expected
when they were talking about this. When they first announced it and we were talking about it just online, and I think the thing I said, this is pre-Republic, you know, pre-Republic, pre-Sith.
I thought maybe you know, we'd get lucky and they'd be like 1,000 years. 25, that's even better.
I mean, that is.
And I swear to fucking God, Disney, don't you dare mention the names Skywalker or Palpatine. I do not want them. I do not want them to be that
highly
freaking old. No, I know, dude, every... And you know there's a subset of fans family that just eat that shit up. Palpatine and Skywalker bloodlines have been destined to meet for 25,000. Yeah. Oh, dude.
I mean,
dude.
You can have a bloodline, absolutely.
I don't want it.
That there is some connection to their bloodline in there, but you would never know because we don't know. We can't follow that genealogy throughout all those years.
Don't want it. You know, don't even mention it.
There would be tons of people with the genetic makeup of Skywalkers and Palpatines
But you know what I'm saying.
There would be
hundreds
of families. There would be Smiths.
There would be
John Johnsons. You know what I mean?
Logic means nothing to them. They just had Quarren's speaking perfect, you know, basic, making mouth noises you can't make when you're freaking
So it's James Mangold that's making this, who obviously made Indiana Jones 5, Dial of Destiny, and we got a trailer for that the weekend as well, but we won't talk about that here because this is a Star Wars show. And Kel's not an indie fan anyway. But ultimately, it's not like there's a lot of praise about Mangold around at the moment. Like, he's the thing, and I get that.
Could you imagine if Indy bombs, we'll lose this movie?
Well, this is exactly what I'm saying. This is what they keep doing. They keep signing the next big thing, and then whatever, they do bombs, and then they get rid of them again. So that's what worries me. But Mangold, certainly, he has had some successes before. I mean,
He was rumored for the Boba Fett movie back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Kennedy shot that down, but...
How this movie came about, if you like, is that basically, well, Kennedy obviously is a producer on Indiana Jones, and she was on every other Indiana Jones film that's ever been made as well, but as President Lucasfilm, maybe more so this time, she was heavily involved with that, and James Mangold directed it, and as well, they were making that film, but he kept saying about ideas for Star Wars, and she's like, well, come up with something then, it's kind of on you, pitch me something. So he did. And the idea he pitched up, which was this, go right back to the kind of very first Jedi. People were saying, the origin of Force, and some fans were going, I hope they don't explain where the Force came from. It should have always been there. I don't think that's what they mean. I think what they're referring to is, how did people discover it? Who was the first person that learned how to use it? What did they do with it? And what stories happened for then? And a lot of people are saying, is this going to be like swords and sandals? And you're thinking, actually, when you think about how old this universe is that we're in at this point, 25,000 years, you're still talking a sophisticated technological society. Mm-hmm. Because the canon's different from these, I don't know whether hyperspace would have been invented yet. I mean, maybe possible we have no hyperspace at this point. I don't know.
I've always said adapt the Sith, the hyperspace wars, not the Sith war, not the Sith wars that a lot of people know about, but the hyperspace based.
Yeah, it was
one.
Before that. Yeah.
You know,
it was before there was a thing such as the Sith. Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea of seeing lightsabers on battery packs that entice that's kind of, because that was a thing some artwork.
Going to get them using more regular swords to begin? We are coming to that point.
Early vibro blades or
the thing
or
we don't know
like
about
that.
All of these are. Yeah. Kathleen Kennedy was funny about whether these are standalone movies or not. If we read between the lines, what I'm reading is, are a success, people love the Dawn of the Jedi movie, they'll look at making more movies than that. So maybe we could build up to the time when we get the first lightsaber, for example, but I'm guessing it doesn't just appear at the end of the first movie. That wouldn't almost make sense to me.
The Rakata, I think that's how you say it, they were canonized, if I'm not mistaken. I'm wondering if they were still vicious, force capable beings, and if they will be involved in this, the first pan-galactic empire, the Anyways.
I mean, there could be some sort of political system in place, but it depends how... If there's no hyperspace travel, then everybody's actually going to be more isolated at this point. But maybe that makes for an unexcited movie because you'd be stuck on one planet. So do they want to do that? Or
Star Wars is so there's so much potential if you just stop being scared to get away from the nostalgia.
Yeah, but what would you do? I mean, would you have hyperspace exist?
This would be set shortly, relatively shortly. It could be thousands of years at this point, but relatively shortly after hyperspace has, and people are starting to discover way more beings
about the universe than they knew before. And there'd be lots of conflict.
Yes,
all these
and
different people rubbing
so
against
many,
each other,
so many,
no government
so much,
in place,
so much possible, so much.
Yeah,
possibility,
it could be fun.
So
it could be really fun, and it's like. You'd still have spaceships,
you could
laser
set up a whole
weapons,
new dynasty,
all these
man.
Kind of things, because Star Wars is one of these universes that's kind of like it's become technologically stagnant almost. It's just existed in this same state for thousands and thousands of years to the point when we get to the end of the Republic, it's actually all starting to crumble, you know, and when after the Empire, you know, theirs is all nice and new, but everything else you see in the universe of Star Wars, it's all falling apart, you know, things are old, hundreds of years old sometimes. So this could be the most interesting thing that they've done in a while, but I have to stress,
as long as it's all ages, if it gets made.
It doesn't feel like that would be aimed at the younger audience. Movie.
I know.
You know,
but I never thought Mando would go the way it has.
But if you were going to choose a movie to aim at, this would be the mature one. You wouldn't go that way. And James Mangold,
not R, but
we'll have to see what he does. I have to say, right, I've seen a couple of clips of Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. And the action looked okay in that, right? But and the trailers looked good. Some of the dialogue, I was a bit like, okay, that sounds a bit cheesy to me. I have to say, I wasn't overly impressed. But we shall wait and see. And I wasn't the massivest fan of Logan anyway, so I don't know.
Neither was I. I hate 99.9% of the Fox Men. And Wolverine is one of those that I really don't give two
shits about. I don't expect this movie anytime soon anyway. So if people don't hear, like, wow, when's that movie filming and within the next little while, I wouldn't worry about it. That actually sounded like Yoda the way you did that.
Sorry.
I laugh now. Funny joke. Because he's got so much on his plate, that's the thing, right? So he is filming, writing and directing Swamp Thing, James Gunn revealed over the weekend as well, so for DC. So that's a project that he's got lined up as well, this Star Wars movie. And I think, you know, it was just finished Indiana Jones, and I think he's got a couple of other irons in the fire as well. So it sounds to me like if this was pitched and just started work on, that he needs to finish a script for it. He needs to finish his idea for it before they can take it any further. And we have said before, and I kind of wish they'd stuck to this, there was no hint of this James Mangold movie. No trades, you know, come up with any of this, right?
They shouldn't have said anything.
They didn't need to tell us then. I don't think they needed to. And this is because they're worried we're falling away from Star Wars and that they won't want to get as excited about what was coming. And we get that, and we are excited about the possibility of a Dawn of Jedi movie. We are. But we need to make sure it happens. And so far, everything that they've announced ends up falling by the wayside, and we'll talk about some of those ones in just a little bit. But and that's what worries me, is that this is not anywhere near filming. So why announce it so quickly if it's just at the point of he's getting a script together? Sure, his pitch was a great idea. Kathleen Kennedy's for it. She wants to go ahead and do it. But wait till the script's at least produced, and you can go, we can actually film this. At that point, tell us about it, and then we'll, you know, because we know this is actually getting made.
I agree.
Will we move on? Have you got any new what to see in that, or shall I move on to number three?
Nah, let's move on to the Mandoverse wrap-up movie.
So the last one,
I don't know if it'll be wrap-up, combine all that.
Dave Filoni's making a Star Wars movie as well, and this movie will be set in the New Republic era, which is what's being called the Mandoverse at the moment, before the First Order, after the Empire, where we are in the TV series, guys, where Ahsoka will be, Mando, Skeleton Crew as well, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but Filoni is directing a movie, and it's been said it will be a culmination of the stories that we're experiencing on the Disney Plus space, and it'll be a big epic throw together of all of that and where that story's going, which if you've watched our show for a long time, we've theorized on this since Mando first started, basically, and since we were the first to report that all these shows were going to be interconnected, Game of Thrones all these different shows that build towards something. And although we never knew we knew it was culminating towards something, but whether that be a Disney Plus show or a movie, we were kind of what one would work best. And I kind of like that they've done this. I think Dave Filoni, it's time for him to take that step up and take a movie. I think there's a lot. It could be, you know, Thrawn, Jedi. It could be really fun movie. You know, Mando's Jedi, Throne, Empire, you know, that sounds like a fun movie to me if yeah. all those people in together. But again, wait and see. That's the one movie where I think we're definitely getting it. That will get made because the TV shows are already building towards yes. it. They have a plan. Dave Filoni already only works yes. for Lucasfilm. That's all he does. He doesn't work for anyone else, you know. And this has been his kind of dream to build towards this. So it will happen, that one. But I wouldn't expect that anytime soon either, because some of the comments Kennedy made, whether I'm not sure if we can take this in an exact context, whether she's talking about 6 or 7 years of the plot will build into this, as in from when Mando started, or whether she's saying another 6 or 7 years before we get the movie. That seems like a bit too far for me, so I don't know. But that was her words. 6 or 7 years will build up towards this movie, she said.
I think it's probably from when Mando first released, because that would be a
that would
Mando
get us what, 2 or 3 years left. Something yeah, like that, yeah.
2019, so 6 or 7 years would be 25, 26, and I think that's
very... I can't see us getting another 6 seasons of Mando before we get to a movie. By that point, you'd be like, fucking get to the movie already. Sorry,
yeah. What's my language? So it makes me wonder if because we know that, and not officially, but they still have that hope to release something in 25. Do you think... Chinoy's
that's the one. That's the one they're pushing ahead with,
if she is being truthful about that whole, you know, 6 to 7 years, and it is after Mando started, then are they going to be trying to do another Star Wars movie every year? That's kind of a scary thought if they are, because I almost, and I don't necessarily think.
But they're
I don't
not
know
connected.
If they can hold the attention, but I know they're not. I know they're not connected. But we know what happened last time, and it makes me wonder if maybe there should be more of a 18 to 24 months between them. No matter connection.
They have to time the movie perfectly for when they get to the part they need to. I think Ahsoka will get a season 2, by the way, or there'll be another show with a different name that will carry that on. I think we know we're getting a Mando season 4, but I think the movie will be more of an Ahsoka finale than it will a Mando. I think Mando will be in it, but I don't necessarily think it will be his film, like that he'll be the star of it. I think it's Ahsoka's, Ezra's, Thrawn's that'll all be, you know, it'll be focused on them, but Din will be there, Grogu will be there, you know, and some, you know, the Mandalorians will be there in some sort of sense. Absolutely, I think. And Favreau's involved in this as well, as you would expect, although it's Filoni that's directing the movie. I'm sure that Favreau will get some input into how it's all going to build up. The other thing we've heard from previously, Dave Filoni and both Favreau had said that doesn't necessarily mean it would be the end, like that's the end of the Disney Plus universe. Like Favreau truly believes they could then go after that and explore more stories about Din and Grogu and the further adventures they get into. Now, we've said before there's risks, you just keep that going too far and it becomes like, you know, Happy Days and all of a sudden you've got Fonzie jumping the shark and...
Which
you know,
happened in the second season, believe it or not, if I'm not mistaken. Second or third season, it happened relatively early.
Mm.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird one. Anyway, go ahead.
But so it's you know, you can absolutely put in things too long, but that's up to them and where they go with the story. At the end of the day, we can only kind of comment on this movie. Mm-hmm. And it is the one you think this will 100% get made. This will be in theaters. I think the Shireen Obaid Chinoy movie, it's so weird just to have to say somebody's three-barreled name and then their Star Wars movie, but how else do we, let's just call
how
it the Rey movie.
Rey movie, yeah, we
Rey
could
movie,
do, we could
right,
that.
That's a good name, Rey movie. So, you know, actually I
Mando
do think
movie,
the Rey,
Rey
movie will get
Rey
made,
movie.
But my worry about the Rey movie is that they need to get a movie out. You've got somebody new in writing the script that they're going to get to the point of being pressured again, like, shit, we're running out of time, we need to get this out.
Her character can't take another bad movie.
No,
and
if
they make,
if
I'm telling
you, character, you're going to take your time with it.
If the next Rey movie does bad,
yeah,
if it does bad,
just
you have to skip her. You have to do what you said. Pick a couple hundred years where she's dead and it's just her freaking legacy.
You say that was a pivot so that that was a jump off point to go 50 years ahead after a dramatic death, and we explored the post New Jedi Order instead. Yeah, I mean, they would have to do that. So they have to make it doesn't have to do the
game. It has to be a good movie.
But we have to watch it and go, that was quite a good movie. And I would like to see I would like to see what happens to that character next. That's the key. If we don't come out of the Rey movie going, I want to see more, you're in trouble with that period.
You're in a lot of trouble.
I think
and all the rest of the Star Wars movies after are in trouble too.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There were other movies that we've never heard anything from, and Kennedy did say they're not shelved. So, give you a quick update on all the other movies we heard about. Rian Johnson's trilogy, she would still like to make that movie, but Ryan's just too busy, and until he can commit 4 or 5 years to doing that solid, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And Ryan hasn't said he wants to do that yet, so we're no further forward with that one. Taika's movie, this is quite interesting because she said absolutely it's not been shelved, and Taika is still developing that movie, but she wants to give him time to make it his own thing and write it on his own. And that's interesting because originally, remember, he was developing the screenplay along with Kirstie Wilson Cairns, a screenwriter. It wasn't just him. My guess is that she's come out and that it's just Taika's thing now.
She probably got fed up with the antics and was like, I quit. No, I'm just...
I think he would be difficult to work with if you were writing something with him, because he lives a very wild work all the time.
And he needs someone holding his
he's also
leash,
got
man.
So much in his plate. I mean, he's got an Akira adaptation to do. There's loads of other things he's doing as well. So I just don't think it's ready yet, so we'll wait and see in that one. I'm not saying that will get made or it won't get made, but at the moment it's not shelved. And then we have Rogue Squadron, which was the movie at one time that was supposed to be furthest ahead. Now that may not even be a movie. They don't know. Kennedy says it's not shelved, they're still working on it, but it could also pivot and become a Disney Plus series.
Which
Mikhail,
it should have been to begin you, with.
I was going to say, you from day one always said
give
that
me a Rogue Squadron series,
a freaking movie series,
and I'm telling you two things.
They must be
like one, I know. What's that? People should listen to our show because we're right now. If we're not right then, we'll be right later.
Years ago, I know, right?
You can easily do Rogue Squadron as a series. You just have to avoid two things. One, it's not flight school. These are special forces, crack ace pilots coming together to learn
to
work together.
It's not.
There's a little bit of a training period, but it's not Top Gun in space.
Yeah,
it's not,
as we've said, it's Top Gun 2. It's taking the best of the best and training them for a special mission to become a special squad.
Yes.
So they all think
they're
the best, but they need to learn from someone even better than them. That's the angle of Rogue Squadron.
And
it could be a fun series for sure.
The second one,
would you worry that the budget just wouldn't be there for it? It would all be volume.
No. See, I, with some of the stuff I've seen from the volume right now, I don't know if it's necessarily up for the task that we thought it would be in our mind.
I think it's just how they're choosing to use it. They're choosing to use it as a band-aid for everything at the moment, because it's cheaper.
It's scary. We'll see. But the second thing I think you want to avoid, honestly, and it kind of sucks because I would love to see Wedge and all of that, but I think you have to avoid setting it in the OT era.
Mm.
Yes. You easily can, because you don't even really need Luke. Luke is only part of Rogue Squadron for a short period of time.
Really, it's infancy,
and he carries on.
It. Yeah,
and then that's it. But I'm done with that era. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think it makes sense because then we're getting into the whole Mando era and all that. So do we?
And not only that. So just do this. Listen. Look at me, Kennedy. Here's what you do. You have Poe take Wedge's spot. Wedge takes Ackbar's spot. And from after a year or two after frickin' Rise of Skywalker, they're going to go take back the galaxy, and the last of the First Order has set themselves up on Coruscant, and you guys don't want to make the same mistake that the old New Republic made and not have a central seat of power. So you're the new Republic is going to go take Coruscant, and you just
they were so frightened to show us Coruscant in those prequels because they wanted to stay away from the prequels. But now we've seen it loads of times in the Disney Plus shows, and people like seeing it again. So there's never anything wrong with the planet.
You adapt Mike Stackpole's books, but you update them with the current.
That's it's there. Oh my god! Just there. You just change some character names, but give them the same vibes. You know, and that's all you need to do.
And you've already got the blueprint. Oh hey, god! And I'll even bring Karan into it.
You could even have a pilot who starts exhibiting some force skill, and just around the corner a few years after that, Rey's
new
force
new skill. Jedi Order. And Luke recruits Koran to be
a... So you could like the Rey thing in the Rogue Squadron. Even hire if the Rey movie comes hire before us. The show, hire. It doesn't matter because you're going back and showing the story of how you got there. You just don't have Rey in the show. That's easy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we should be working for Lucasfilm.
Oh my god. I could have already had you guys... Number one freaking show on Disney Plus on all of streaming. I would have
that's my 8-year-old boy wet dream, a show about X-Wing fighter
guru. Oh my god, yes. You mean a Star Wars project with wars in the freaking stars?
Where we get these space battles every week and they're imaginative space battles, like the shit they were doing in Battlestar Galactica 15 years ago. Yeah, there's that
You know how many nights I sat in my room on my old computers playing X-Wing and TIE Fighter and X-Wing versus TIE Fighter and
like
X-Wing Alliance.
The game.
Oh my god!
Leader,
yes.
The game,
so,
they were just amazing.
And the movie idea was always dumb in my opinion, but whatever.
Yeah, because you don't feel like it could go to a third or a fourth. A series is just a better idea for it. But
I mean, it could, but oh my god,
Kennedy said either or.
Yeah,
so we'll wait and see.
Well, no, I was just saying like it could. It would be hard to do a series of movies. You could. The books are long, but I think series works so much better for.
Tell
for
you
that
what happens if it's a series
than movies. What's that?
Bye bye, Patty Jenkins. She won't do it if it's a TV series.
No.
She's
a
movie director.
Yeah. I don't care. I've already said, and here's what you do. You bring Ronald Moore on as a producer and as a writer.
Somebody
and,
that's got experience in that.
You bring Bear McCreary to do the music. And you re-team up that Battlestar Galactica duo there.
Just
oh my
Star
god!
Wars. Anyway, do the favor back again and just grab it back and steal that talent.
I'm not saying everything's great, but just stay
away from the old mystical shit that they get into the Battlestar Galactica remakes. You don't need that. You just need the military and camaraderie between the squad and. People die and people get sad and shit when their buddy gets killed and you know, and completing missions. That's all it is. It's simple. Yep. It's basically like Airwolf. You know, just take Airwolf and transport that into the 21st century with actually some decent writing and some modern special effects. It's been like, we need you to go on a mission this week. No one else can do it. Da-da, roll out the Rogue Squadron and away they go. Brilliant.
Yeah. Look at that. You and I... able to, it's just like our idea for BioShock 4 was going to be way better than what they're going to do.
Well, we don't know what they're going to do yet, but unless they copied our idea,
but there's nothing, nothing that's as good as that idea, dude.
No,
nothing
you're
as
right.
good as that idea.
You're right. Can we? You're not half wrong. You're right again.
Can we? 99.9% correct. Can we get into the one bit of good news that Kenobi 2 is not likely?
Right.
or well, at least not anytime soon.
Yeah, which is a good Kennedy thing. We both agree with that. Yeah, I think. I think if they are going to go back, you'd have to make sure it's so finally we've found the right thing again. It doesn't, you know, and can still bring this character back and give people some more of that. It's a very tricky thing to pull off. They kind of shot their bolt with the kind of what they had in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and I actually think they didn't aim too high. They just didn't execute it properly for me. It actually was decent ideas badly executed for me. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, you have a slightly different view of that. You don't think they should have went where they went with a lot of that stuff at all.
There was no reason to make an Obi-Wan Kenobi with the canon like that.
Completely different from the first season. It can't be anything like that again. It has to be something different, set a few years later, something like that, before we get to A New Hope. And then they're running out of time as well. So,
yeah,
I just don't know if it's a good idea. But if that does happen, it's good that they take a long time to think about it and get it right.
I agree. I mean, look, like we said, things get canceled all the time in the galaxy far, far away. But at the same time, we are dealing with content oversaturation hurting things. Look at Marvel. I've said, you know, repeatedly during our Mando reviews how disappointing season 3 really has been, and how much how much I don't even want to watch Skeleton Crew now because of stuff that's happened in Mando season 3. And there was a leak trailer that I caught.
Yeah.
Yes, and I don't want to watch Skeleton Crew from that, man. I don't feel anything.
I know it was just we watched a dodgy copy of a trailer. I get that.
But you can hear the voice acting. You can see the
kids. You know, none of them. I don't know if any of them are good.
And the
actors,
pirate is there, and I. Oh my god.
Yeah, that one pirate from Mando shows up. We saw an image of him. The only one that's left. Which we kind of theorized a couple of weeks ago that might be what happens, and that's where the leaks had come from. That the pirates might be involved in Skeleton Crew. It was. There's just nothing there exciting me. I heard Jude Law talking on stage, and obviously we don't get to see much. You never really got to see much of his character in the trailers. We saw a lot of people that hadn't even been announced. Like, there's two actors that we see quite a bit in that trailer that we don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
So it was like, I don't know. It just never filled me with, I really want to see this now. Could end up still being, you watch it and you go, damn, that was actually quite a good show.
You'll have to tell me. Maybe. You'll have to, you watch first.
Yeah, I get that.
We'll make sure.
You'll watch the first one. You'll watch the first one just to see what it's
like.
I'll
watch the first episode.
So
yes,
it would have to be good to keep you going.
It will
and
have
that's
to be,
what it is.
It'll have to be really good, and
I don't see it either.
I'm at that point now, especially, and look, it really is Marvel's fault. I'm at that point now to where I don't have the time nor the patience to be disappointed or even bored. You know what I'm saying? I have to be a lot more selective with my time, doing all the stuff for the channel. And not only that, but stuff with my family. Like, as weird as it sounds, like the Marvel stuff affects my mood at home. You know, not that I take anything out on my family, but when I've invested so much time and effort She-Hulk was really bad about this, I didn't want to watch it. And so I was watching it for Marvel Multiverse Mayhem only, but I was in a bad mood about it.
Yeah,
and that does affect
your
tough
thing to do. Yeah,
that affects
everything. I don't like writing about things. I don't like watching.
Exactly.
I've been forced to watch something that I don't want to watch.
Exactly. So I'm at that point now to where going forward with Secret Invasion with Nick, it's like, yeah, man, if the first episode is just dog shit, I'm out. I'm not doing it. And Star Wars is the exact same now. Come on, time and
you
date.
Can produce it and I'll jump on and talk to you about it because I'll watch it.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Shockey's a big Star Wars fan and likes some things that even Cam and I aren't necessarily as into, like the
Shockey will dancing watch it, lightsaber anything. Duel. He won't watch anything, even if he doesn't like it, he'll watch it and give
But yeah, yeah, or, yeah. There'll be content. There'll be content for stuff like that here. I can't anymore.
Skeleton crew, nothing exciting. Yeah, and that's what I did. Did you see the other leak trailers?
I saw like the Andor leak. Yeah, that Cam right there is how you know how done I am with most of the stuff because I used to try to avoid the spoilers and not watch I don't
so
care
you
anymore.
Could react I just don't give a, when you get
yeah,
to see
I just don't give
real,
I don't give it I don't give a damn anymore. So I saw the Andor stuff look good.
There's not much to say about Andor.
Not
it
much,
looks like
yeah.
just more season 2, which
it looks like
100%
like
what you want.
It looks like Andor. That's
same
what
characters.
I want.
We don't get to see what they're doing. They've just been static shots, so it's just all
good. What else
good
what else was
it.
There? I saw the Ahsoka, saw Skeleton Crew.
Acolyte.
Oh yes, I saw the Acolyte as well.
That looked interesting to me, I have to say. That did look interesting.
A little bit different than what I was expecting.
You know, it looked a bit
it could be. I don't know. That's one of those because it's right before the prequel era. It's touching and here's a funny thing, we didn't even realize this. There's at least not announced. There's no High Republic content. Oh my god!
There was new books and things.
No. I'm saying I'm talking shows, movies.
No,
like
no
there's,
shows.
There's no. And oh my god! I've been the one saying it doesn't sell enough, and I think that right there. I think the fact that they're even going 25,000 years in the past. Instead of doing the High Republic, I think that is a sign and a besides the fact that you can go look at sales numbers for comics and novels.
Yeah.
I think that is a sign of truly how little it actually sells and how you're a diehard audience and I'm glad that you love the books.
Absolutely.
I miss reading them. I'm not knocking your fandom.
But you are not the
size you might think you are, and I think the fact we're not getting any not even a series. Not even an animated series right now.
Well, at some point they'll try something.
Maybe.
And we'll have to see, but for a lot of animated people that
haven't
get into the High Republic books, that will be a brand new to see how it goes to the audience because the rest of the fan base out there haven't picked up those High Republic books because
or they put it down because
matter.
They did and it was meh.
They don't matter to you. And you know, you've got adult books, you've got young adult books, and you've got
kid
grade
books,
school
like
books.
Straight up, like,
right?
yeah.
Well, you know, all somebody like maybe me or Kel's age is ever going to do is read the adult books because young adult, we've talked about this in the show before, usually means we're not going to try very hard. That's what young adult means. It doesn't mean that it's, you know, a proper young adult book is an adult book that just happens to feature young adults as the protagonists. That's young adult to me. But what young adult has become is a statement for easier to take in, smaller, easier to understand stories. And I ain't reading. I'm not wasting. I mean, it takes you much longer to watch a book than it does than it does to watch a TV show. I am not reading some young adult pish.
Do something already, book.
Now, they are releasing 3 grade school books, 3 young adult books, 3 adult, you know, and 3 adult books. I may give some of the ones that are targeted for adult a try because I'm a fast reader, just to try. And I'll let you know how they go on the show. But
I tried some comics and I tried that Dawn of the Jedi one or whatever, Dawn of Hope or whatever the first grown up one they had. And I was just like, dude, this is dog shit.
Yeah.
I come from the greats of Timothy Zahn's heir to the Empire and Mike Stackpole's Rogue Squadron. I cannot
the
be
thing
bothered
about the High
with
Republic era
trash.
You've picked the most boring era to set series of stories in because by its very definition, the High Republic is a time when the Republic was mostly at peace and the Jedi were very numerous and almost didn't have to do anything. They were so quiet at the time,
till that wily Yoda started ruining everything. He's the bad guy. Yoda's so bad.
So it's, you know, there's just where's the attraction? That's what I would say. Where's the attraction for that? You know, conflict breeds drama, and you create a situation where there's less conflict, then there's going to be less drama, equals less excitement, equals less story. I don't know. That's about it, man.
And believe it or not, the fact that we are just over an hour is surprising to me. I actually thought this would take longer, and it didn't, thank God.
Because there was a lot to talk about. Yeah,
a lot to talk about, but we're open for it all, hoping that everything's good. And even if it's something that I'm not watching, even if I watched the Skeleton Crew, I'm going into that thinking it's not meant for me already, which means if it is childish and it is campy, then I'm not going to be as upset as I am about Mando, because that's what this is meant to be. That's what it looks like.
But it doesn't necessarily mean you'll watch episode 2, though.
It doesn't, exactly. And I might look at it and go, this isn't for me. And that's fine. I'll still hope it's successful for everyone else. Like, that's the thing some of you guys gotta get. Like, when
and
I'm
it is
angry
absolutely based at a younger audience, and Kennedy said that herself. So
yeah, and when I'm angry at like Mando season 3, episode 6, and I'm trashing it, it's not like I want it to be bad. I hope 7 and 8 are better. I'm not hearing the greatest things about 7, though.
No, I mean, I see, they showed episode 7 at Star Wars Celebration. So everybody that was at Star Wars Celebration seen it. Some sort of spoilers started to come out. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to know what all those spoilers are, but I've got a vague of where things go. But so far, I'd heard people saying it was brilliant and all that. But then these are the people that actually buy tickets and go to Star Wars Celebration. So they are quite a lot of them going to be hardcore fans.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people that thought this last episode was great. That's why.
Oh, you're right.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
But have
and not only that,
people
but.
People saying that 7 wasn't that good. Have you heard
No. It's me basically saying the happier certain groups are, the worse it'll be.
For you, you mean in that respect. I get what you mean. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. What my general feeling on episode 6 is that, yes, there is a group of people that are like, this was great. I mean, I told you about some people that I came across that were like, this was my favourite episode of Mando ever. And I'm like, okay. But I would say the general feeling that I get from other sites that are doing, you know, podcasts, YouTube videos, generally the things I'm hearing from people on Reddit, websites, nobody was really that impressed by episode 6, really. You know, there was a lot of people going, yeah, that just wasn't for me. I didn't like that. This kind of feels as if it's took a downward turn.
Anyways, before we get dragged down, you guys can catch our reviews here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, the Cantina reviews every week for The Mandalorian for 2 more weeks at least, and then we'll be back for just Star Wars news and discussions weekly here on the Cantina. There's other content here, lots of anime stuff, anime reviews and reactions, spring 2023, Oshinoko, Tony Kawas season 2, Dr. Stone season 3, some back catalog stuff going on, Daily Cog, Breaking Geek Radio for your potpourri, anything you can imagine in entertainment, and Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. We'll be back for Guardians Volume 3, and we'll see how much of Secret Invasion, because that was a shitty comic story. Anyways, even though they're not making that one page to screen anywhere near close. Anyways, if it's not a reaction video, audio goes up wherever you get your podcast from, and of course written reviews, news aggregation, opinion pieces, celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel, and more at lrmonline.com. Ham, anything else from you, my friend?
I'm sure there's probably lots of little details that happened this weekend that we didn't cover. If we didn't, it may be just because those weren't, like, Tales of the Jedi season 2 was announced. Yeah. A lot of people are happy about that. We don't have the time to cover absolutely everything. We wanted to pick the things that really affect us and that we have strong opinions about, and that's why we kind of chose to cover those things. So if anything we did miss out, it wasn't really, it was just through not being on here all day.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, that's going to be it. We'll see you on the next Cantina Reviews on Wednesday. May the Force be with you.